This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Montana legislature adjourned its regular session with some significant changes to state law. Montana's election laws were changed when the legislature set new limits on how late people could register to vote. Senate Bill 490 changed the deadline for registering to vote or changing voter information. Previously, voters could register and vote on Election Day as long as they were in line to do so by 8 p.m. The new law limits same-day registration to end at noon on Election Day. Early voter registration now will end at 5 p.m. the Saturday before Election Day, and the new law completely disallows voter registration the Monday before the general election. Opponents of the bill argued that limiting voter registration is unconstitutional. Other changes to Montana voting laws include a provision that student IDs can now be used as proof for voting in Montana elections. And in the last days of the legislative session, the Montana legislature passed Senate Bill 226, which requires that petition signatures for ballot initiatives be submitted in increments rather than on a single deadline. County-level election officials argued that the multiple deadlines would make the flow of signatures easier to manage, but grassroots petition groups trying to get on the ballot without using paid signature gatherers told lawmakers that meeting multiple deadlines would make qualifying for the ballot more difficult. Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte has already signed the bills removing some provisional registered voters from the rolls, as well as bills that prevent a voter's registration from being canceled without their signature, and allowing election officials to accept obituaries as proof of a voter's death. The Montana Department of Agriculture has awarded $915,000 through its Growth Through Agriculture program to invest in innovative value-added agriculture projects. From Opheim to Stevensville, 25 agricultural businesses throughout the state were awarded funds to advance Montana's agricultural economy. The Growth Through Agriculture program was established by the Montana legislature in 1987 to strengthen and diversify Montana's agriculture industry through development of new agricultural products and processes. The program offers funding in the form of a grant or loan or both, and funding is determined by a 7-member Agriculture Development Council. Growth Through Agriculture funding requires the investment of at least $1 in matching funds for every dollar in program grant or loan assistance received. In southwest and south central Montana, Everyday Foods in Red Lodge received an $18,500 grant for its wholesale bakery retail expansion in Red Lodge. Value Add Montana in Bozeman was awarded an $18,500 grant for the equipment, refrigeration, and promotion of a local tallow rendering business. Sun Ag Power Corp in Bozeman won a $20,000 grant for increasing Montana farmer viability through solar development. Valhalla Meadery in Bozeman received a $20,375 grant for the Valhalla Meadery business expansion. Amalthea Organic Dairy in Belgrade will get a $94,000 loan for increasing regional access to Montana goat milk. And Hay Montana in Tustin, between Three Forks and Townsend, was awarded a $50,000 loan for Hay Montana manufacturing and export. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.